Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Oh, I feel like something has shifted just recently, like this week, which is actually the day, like it's Wednesday, a week ago from when you're hearing this. I feel like, you know, I actually put out that episode last week, and when I was in that space, I was really in it, and then now I'm just like all of a sudden not. And it's interesting because I almost thought about not putting that episode out, and then it was like, look, I'm just going to honour where I was at and trust someone needs to hear it and throw it on out there. But something in the last couple of days has really shifted, and I've been feeling really lost. Like I, you know, found myself back in a place of questioning what I'm here for. And this is a bit of, you know, I feel like it's part of my creative process is this doubt part. And then I kind of come through it. And when I come through it, I feel really grounded and almost ready to take on the world. I feel self-assured. I'm ready to go. You know, but there's this period beforehand which is really insular, and it's actually in service, I feel. You know, it's a time where I go inside and really dig around, and sometimes I get a little lost in there, but it always leads to somewhere good. And and I feel like it is just part of my creative process. Something else has shifted. So the last, I would say, six months or so since COVID lockdown started, I haven't really been working with anyone. So usually I have, some level of paid support. In the past, I've had, psychotherapists. I've had my kinesiologist. And I've been working with her for a couple of years, but around that time, April-ish, she had some family stuff going on, and so we've taken a little bit of a break. And also usually I'd be working with Callie too, but I think I just had so many things on the boil, there wasn't a lot of space. I was just taking what was coming my way, and it felt really good, and so there wasn't really space for contemplation and also just dealing with the stuff that was coming my way, or not dealing, because I was actually really enjoying it. Didn't leave the room for me to think very much, and probably a blessing. Anyway, when everything kind of, I feel like everything kind of came to a stop. You know, work-wise, I wrapped up programs and I ran those WISE programs, which was amazing. Kel and I launched, come on, Bill, that frequency program, and that didn't fly as I'd thought it would, which meant that suddenly I had all this space. But actually, I didn't really have all this space because my calendar has managed to fill up each week. I didn't know what was next. There wasn't like a next thing. And I think because I've been in business so long for myself, 16 years now, it can be a scary thing. And also, you know, there's so much conditioning in the business space about how we're meant to show up that often I feel like I lose track, or I go off track is a better way of putting it. I take the blinders off, I go off track, and then I realize, that's right, I'm not here for this. So for example, I saw a lot of stuff going around over the last week around like this whole sticking to one thing, You know, like the reason you're not having success in business is because you're not sticking with the one thing. If you stuck with the one thing long enough, if you didn't allow one failed launch to be the end of you, then you would have success. If you showed up for the thing once, twice, three times, four times, until it worked. And with the place that I was in, I kind of found myself thinking, maybe that's it. Maybe it is that I haven't committed. But when I really check in to see how that sits with me, it's bullshit. That might be an approach that works for some people, but it's not a blanket approach. It doesn't guarantee success because you're willing to stick things out long enough, right? Like, you know, with the Office Collective, and also I feel like there's other bits at play here. Like with the Office Collective, maybe if I had been able to stick it out for longer, then I would have had success with it. I can see that that might have been the case. But the fact of the matter was that actually it was, you know, the universe or whatever, was actually doing me a favor, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to run a co-working space. I thought I was at the time because I really desperately wanted community. So it not working out was actually in my favor. And had I kept going on, who knows, maybe it would have been different. But I remember there was that moment when I was really at the bottom of the bottom, at the rock bottom moment, when someone asked me, what are you, like if you envision your future here and it's going the way that you would love it to go, you know, like how your initial vision had come to life and you knew that that was going to work out if you just stuck with it long enough, is it worth where you're at now? You know, and I think this is a really powerful question to ask yourself, because for me, the answer was a very clear and immediate no. No, it's not. It's not. It's not even really my dream. I just wanted to have a community around me. I just wanted to be, you know, I just wanted to belong somewhere. And actually that led me onto the path where I am now. So we don't have to stick with something. You know, like I think there has to also be a part where we look at what is working and what isn't working and not be afraid to leave behind things that aren't. Why keep pushing shit up a hill? You know? But also for me, I'm a very spontaneous person. And what if I wasn't going against my nature and was actually honoring that? I like the immediacy. I like being able to create in the moment. And yeah, I could use that creativity just towards social media posts and, you know, and have one program that I feed everyone into and I use my creativity in other ways. Yeah, I could do that, but actually, I don't feel like I'm here for that either. I feel like I'm here to show you that there's other ways, you know, and that your way can work. When we're playing to who we are, then it can work, regardless of whether it looks like what everyone else is doing or not. So in this reflection work, you know, I had mentioned I'd had a little break, and just in the last week, it could be why. Well, I think there's an element of timing here too. I felt ready to emerge from the cocoon, really. And so this week I've had a couple of sessions with guides. So I've got Cal back on board and I'm working with Cal again. And I also had a session with Samantha Zager, who's a human design. She runs a mentorship program and I've been working with her. And it's just reminded me, you know, I feel like I need to tattoo on my forehead, stay in your own lane, because I'm just so easily, you know, like not distracted, but like there's just so much conditioning. And so I've had a lot of questioning around what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, how I'm supposed to be showing up, how I'm supposed to be serving, how I'm supposed to, you know, pay the mortgage, all that kind of fun shit. G'day. And what I've come back to is what I actually like looking at. What has worked in the past? What evidence do I have, you know, that shows me a way forward? And personally, when, and this is something that I do quite regularly, you know, when I have had, because I find things tend to happen for me in this, like, lots of opportunity comes and then there's an opportunity to slow down. And sometimes because I'm self-employed, that opportunity to slow down can bring up some panic, because at that point in time, there's not necessarily the, you know, the cash flow when, as to when I'm busier. And so that can bring up all this old shit, particularly because in the past I've been, you know, I was pretty bad with money. And I often found myself in very stressful situations where I had a massive tax bill I hadn't anticipated, and it would stress me the fuck out, you know? Or I'd go through these feast and famine cycles. That's how I used to label them. And I used to use language like, I feel like I'm stealing from Peter to give to Paul, and, you know, all this kind of jazz. I never felt buoyant. And this last little while, I have felt buoyant, and it's been really lovely. And then it became quiet, and even though I was still buoyant, I was feeling like I was going to drown, you know, like the drowning was just coming. Maybe that's the case, maybe it's not. I don't know. But I actually don't know. I feel like I'm actually done with that part of the story. You know, the whole feast famine shit. But there is still this underlying fear that comes up every now and then when I reach a quiet period. Anyway, so I've been using this as an opportunity to really refine. I'm going to turn around. Hopefully it's not too windy. A bit windier. You know, to refine and have a look back. What has worked? What absolutely categorically does not work for me? What has worked in the past? What am I available for? What do I want? Like, what's fun for me? How do I want to be showing up? Do I want to be showing up? Where do I want to be showing up? What do I want to be talking about? Actually, I ran a couple of podcasting workshops, which were all about really identity and figuring out who you are. Because for me, I believe that when we show up as who we really are, then, you know, there's two ways we can go about it. And it depends which one floats your boat. I mean, there's probably multiple ways, but these are the two main paths I see. One is we figure out who we want to serve, and we dig into their pain, and we come up with solutions to their problems. So that's one approach. The other approach, which is the path that I've taken, has been be me, share of myself, see what happens. It's a more experimental approach, and maybe sometimes it's a longer path, though I would argue that's not really the case, because I've seen other people spend years playing around with that other model, getting bitter and twisted and frustrated because, you know, they're doing all the things they're supposed to do and it's not working for them. Where my approach has led to lots of really interesting places that I never really thought I'd go, and really great opportunities. I mean, 2020 has been a really good year for me personally in my work. And it's been through this, you know, for me, when I think about, you know, what am I gonna do? Like, you know, who do I wanna serve? what do I want to serve them? You know, how do I want to, like, what's their problems? What do I, like, then I just end up feeling very frustrated with the whole process because, you know, like, it's, for me, being in the moment, that's when things work. When I'm operating in the moment, when I'm operating from who I am, how I want to show up in the world, things flow. When I'm operating from that service space, which we're all supposed to do, actually, it's like I become more repelling. So, so I've been thinking about what I am here for. And part of that has been looking at my human design and reminding myself, you know, confirmation. Like, I feel this is a beautiful part around working with someone else, is that, and the right someone else, right? Like, for me, the right someone else isn't someone who tells me what to do. It's someone who reminds me who I am. It's someone who, you know, yeah, reminds me of my power and brings me back into my lane. So I'm going to be having, hopefully, the plan is, or it's not really a plan, but the idea is, I want to have more fun. I want to inject more fun into my business. There's a few things that I'd love to be doing. One is speaking. I love speaking. I love being interviewed. I love all that shit. So that's a yes from me. Open to opportunities there too, by the way. If you've got a podcast and you'd like me to be a guest, reach out. If you have an event coming up and you'd like me to speak, reach out. So it's a yes to that kind of stuff. There's a yes to, you know, more writing, spending more time writing. I don't know whether that's a new book or what. Maybe I have some fun playing with some workshops with the idea of turning the content into a book. You know, that was the plan with Find Your Freak. And I did that bit, but I didn't create the book. Maybe that's still on the agenda, I don't know. So, you know, doing things spontaneously, running a workshop, like the workshops that I ran, the podcast development workshops, they were so fun, I loved it. Do more of that, spontaneous workshop. Have an idea, think it would be really cool, invite some people along, you know? That sounds fun to me. And then really just focusing, I really just want to make good, funny, thought-provoking content. And then trust that from that, things, you know, that is the work. That is the work for me at the moment. Having fun. Whoa, big wave. Having fun, enjoying the work that I'm producing, creating content that feels good. You know, sometimes I did an Instagram reel recently on using the Yeti correctly, and it was just so fun for me to create. I love reels. I love Instagram, you know? It's a fun place for me to be. Yeah, so this last couple of months of introspection has actually been really valuable because it's brought me back into alignment, back into my own lane. And actually, I was just thinking, when we were talking about, you know, back at the beginning of the year when we're going through what our theme is, my theme was stay in your lane. And so it's funny that life has given me a few opportunities to get off track and opportunities to get back on and come back to my own lane. Because that's when shit works, right? When we're in our own lane. When we're doing things that feel good, fun, natural to us. And Yeah, and we just have a real ability to overcomplicate things and make them more difficult. And I think these moments where we come back and get a little insular and do some reflection, they're important. And then there also has to be the other side of that, where we reach the shift point, you know, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to take some action. And it's this process. It's like a dance, right? We're taking action, and then it's kind of like experimentation, really. You know, you do the thing, you spend some time evaluating the thing, you make some adjustments and realign and do it again. And that's what happened with my workshop, actually, was I ran the first one and I felt like it went well for the most part, and then I took this tangent and I stopped being present because I was in a panic. I didn't know where I was going to take it. And so I came away from that workshop feeling like it wasn't my best work, you know? And the people who came actually really got a lot out of it. But for me, it offered an opportunity to reflect, evaluate, and realign. And then the second workshop I ran just flowed amazingly. Like, I enjoyed both. You know, and then for the people who were in the first session, I sent through the framework, the rejigged framework from the second session, so that they could go and, you know, do some further reflection based on what I noticed I'd missed in the first session. So, you know, it was a win. Everyone won, including me. So this, you know, but this is something that I actually was quoted on Instagram saying, you can't theorize things into existence. The dance requires you to move. It requires you to, you know, take a step. And the dance, you know, can be effortless. We can lead, and sometimes we're not leading. Sometimes we're whatever the opposite of that is. You know, we're being led. Yeah, but if you're not on the dance floor, if you're sitting on the sidelines visualizing, you know, it actually takes you getting out to figure out what needs to change, what worked, what didn't work. You know, it's such an important part of the creative process. So, yeah. That's it from me. I want to invite you to come join me on Instagram, because I am having a load of fun there, and I do want to create a lot more content that's fun and thought-provoking and really all around using your voice. This is what I've recognized through this cocoon period, is what I'm here for is voice. I'm here for expression. I'm here to help encourage you to express yourself. I am here for identity. I'm here to help you figure out who you are and how you want to show up in the world and do things from that place, you know? And I'm here to be spontaneous. I'm here to act in the moment. I'm here to create and use my intuition as a guide. And so these couple of months of introspection have been very worthwhile, because I feel like I'm now back in my lane and ready to shake shit up. Okay, so, g'day. That is it from me today. Hope you found it useful. Always love to hear from you. Open invitation. You know that. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.